Kumlana Black Gemara up to Mem Aleph Amid Beis towards the bottom. Says the Gemara about 12 or 13 lines to the bottom, Rabbi Yehuda. So the last thing we learned was that we're passing like Shmuel in these three cases, and you'd like to take tzitzit off one beged and place it onto another beged. Now the question Rabbi Yehuda says, the question is, are we worried that if you give your talus to wash, to launder, are they going to remove it's chelis and swap it for kola ilum, which is a lot cheaper, but it looks very similar. So Rabbi Yehuda mosel al katzah, he would give it over to a cleaner. He wasn't worried that they might play around with it. Rav Chanina used to make a ball out of the strings, and he used to sew it up so that they shouldn't be able to play with it. Ravina chayit lemechid, he used to make a hem, and he used to put the strings inside the hem, in the border, so that they cannot play with it. Tell him what we learned. Kama chutinu noisein, how many strings should you put on a talus cotton? Okay, we're coming to a very fundamental machlekes here. How many strings should be in a talus cotton? Tell him what we learned. Kama chutinu noisein, but go back to the bottom. Turn around. How many strings should be on a talus cotton? Beshama is a dalad four. You take four strings and you put it through, it becomes eight. Well, Beis Hill says gimel, only three. Only three strings. First of all, machlekes, and yet, sorry. The Torah doesn't say how many to have. The Torah says we had before gedil. It says gedil, gedilim is two. And so the Shammai says two times two is four. And Hill says you just need one more than the two, so therefore you have three. Halach is like Beis, as we'll soon see, Halach is like Beis Shammai here. Another machlek is this, v'kama teimu shaleshes, how long should it be? According to the Gemara before we had, that the Gedil, we had that the Gedil should be a third, and the Psil should be two-thirds. So Rashi learned the question is, how long should the strings, the hanging out, the Psil should be? And then the Gedil has to be half of that. Others learn how long should the total be. Tosfos learns how long should the gedil be, and therefore the strings hanging should be double that. Beis Shammai says dalet four. It should be four, so according to Rashi, it should be four, the strings and two, the twirls. Or Beis Hillel says gimel. It should be only three fingers, the width of a thumb, three fingers. The gimel should Beis Hill Emri, and when did he say three? What size are we talking about? Achas ma'arba, but tefach. We know that a tefach can be counted either with thumbs, or middle finger, or pinky. If it's pinky, it's six fingers. Middle finger is four, and if it's thumb, the middle finger is five. If it's thumb, it's four. We're talking about a thumb. We're talking about three thumbs. Amar abacha, good morgen. Amar apapa, said apapa, tefach d'oraisa dalid. Apapa says, a tefach from the Torah is four big goydel, four thumbs. Mem aleph beis doing yesterday's gemara, about seven lines to the bottom. Mem aleph amud beis, about seven lines to the bottom. Tefach from the Torah is four thumbs, shiz biktana, six pinkies, and chomesh betilsen, five middle fingers. Amar avhuna, dalid. Avhuna says the rule is dalid, you should have four betoich dalid. He says you should have four strings within four fingers from the corner. We learned till now that it has to be within three fingers from the corner. He says it should be within four fingers. He's passing like Shammai, four strings, but within four fingers. But he holds that the strings, how long should the strings be? Four. So he passes completely like Mishama, except he says it should be four strings at length from the corner. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, like Basil, Gimel, all you need is three strings, but Gimel, what you need within three fingers. And Mishalesh's Gimel, how long should the strings be hanging? According to Rashi, three. According to Beitam, the twirls are three and the strings are six. Amar Papa, the person, no. Hilchas Dalid Beterch. Halach is like Mishama completely. So with Dalid, you need four strings, but Beterch Shal within three fingers from the corner. Mishuleshes, and how long should the strings be? Arbas. According to Rashi, the string should be a total of six. Six is four the length, and then two the twirls. According to Ben Tam, we're talking about the twirls. The twirls should be four. So how long should the strings be? Double that, eight and 12. That's what Pyach Halach Lamai said. It has to be 12, minimum 12 fingers. Lememra, the Islu Shiura. Remember, we were thinking that there's a shear for the tzitzit. For me, we learned tzitzit. What does the word tzitzit mean? Ain't tzitzit leyotzit. Tzitzit means that it leaves your beged. The ain't tzitzit lemashu, even the slightest string. Who said you need bechal 12 fingers, 8 fingers, 4 fingers? As long as you have a little bit of a string, that's enough. Ukvar olu zikne b'shamed zikne b'sila, the elders of Shamed, the elders of Hillel, went la liyas yechel b'mseida. They once went to the attic of yechel b'mseida. But Omer, they said, Tzitzis ain't lo hashir. They said the following. Tzitzis made the following statement. Tzitzis have no shir. And ki yoytzibo. And similarly, lulav ain't lo shir. Lulav also has no shir. Now, l'cheid, it says no shir. My love ain't lo shir klal. There's no minimum that you need. So we're like, no, ain't lo shir l'mayla. There's no shir above. Avol yesh lo shir l'mata. There's no shir. There's no maximum how long strings can be. It could go down to the floor. But there's a minimum. And the Latim, I'll prove it to you. Could he let him a hachi ki yetzu? But he says, Lulav ain't a shir. Lulav has no shir. Hachi nam in a shir. We all know that Lulav has to have a minimum. As we learned in the Lulav HaGazlav. But now we learned Lulav sheyesh b'gimu tfachim. A Lulav has to have three tfachim. Kenela nebar kasher. A Lulav has to have a minimum of three tfachim to be able to shake. So it has a shir for minimum. Surely Tzitzis also has to have a shir minimum. And that's the machlekes we had between Shammai and Hill, how long the string should be. But there's no maximum shir. There's no maximum, but there is a minimum. Tanya Rabbah, we learn Tzitzis. When it says Tzitzis, ain't Tzitzis ella anaf. Tzitzis is only the string hanging out. It says in we bring a pasuk where it says, "Vayikacheni betitzis roishi." They took me by the hair locks of my head, so we see it has to be like a hair lock sticking out. And the hairs have to be spread out, just like the tzitzus darmoi, where they come from one place, but then you spread them out. So the strings, the tzitzis also, they're tied together on the kanaf, and then they spread out into the eight strings. Tanya Rabbah, we learned. Hitil al hakeren. If you made the tzitzis on the corner of the keren, oyal hagdil kshedah. He holds this brisa holds. If you make it mamish on the very corner, that the tip, it's kosher. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov oy poysel b'shtei says no. They're both posel. It has to be three fingers. Keman oz lahodar gidlam rav. So who follows Rabbi Gidul of Rav? That what Rabbi Gidul said name of Rav. Tzitzis tzricha shtei no tefes al keren. I want the tzitzis to overhang the corner. It should bang against it. Shenem it says al kanfei b'gdeim. It should be on top of your beged. So we want it to be above the keren so they hang on the keren. So the Gemara came out, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. This obviously means he didn't tie it in the corner. It means you tie it above the corner so that it's hanging already outside of the begin and banging against the begin. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yechon, but so is Yaakov, how far should it be? So Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yechon, Mole Kesha Goydel, that the minimum should be the width of a thumb. Now before that, Papa said it should be three fingers from the corner. And here he said the width of a thumb. Says the Gemara, are they arguing? No, the Itzchak that are Papa of Yaakov, they're not arguing. Even a Papa, only knew a Papa three fingers. I mean, a Toy Gimel, the Leilich Tvei. I want it within three fingers because it shouldn't be too far from the corner. Vekama, the Mekarvim, Miela, the better, the closer corner, the better it is. I would have thought you make a mamash the corner is the best. Itzchak Rabbi Yaakov, even Rabbi Yaakov, no, don't make it in the corner. Even Rabbi Yaakov, I never thought of Leilich Kesher Goydel. I wanted the Dafke, a thumb, the Leilich Karate. I don't want that too close. Vekama, the Rachim, the further is better. Maybe if an Am away is even better. If you need both, it has to be between the thumb. It has to be between the thumb from the corner and three fingers from the corner. Says the Gemara. Avinu Rav Shama, the Yasi Kam Rav Ashi, Avinu Rav Shama, Rav Ashi, Chazi Rav Shama, the Karnei, the Gleam of Avinu. He saw the corner of the shirt of Avinu, the sasa that was torn, Ubotse, Memole, Keshi, going, he saw that the strings were mamish by the corner, less than a thumb width, Amalei, Loi, Savala, Malo, Rav Yaakov, don't you believe Rav Yaakov said that to be a minimum of a thumb width? Amalei, he said to Mishasa, see it, but he's talking about when Yechatchila makes it, says, I made properly, and now we get tore. Ichsiv is embarrassed, because he realized he was wrong. Amalei, Rav Ashi, Loi, Tiskaktiv, Lo, don't feel so bad. Chad Minayu. One Israeli is equal to two Australians.
Babylonians.
All Chuslarnikas. And the Rebbeinu Geshe says, why? Avida Yisrael Machkim. Because in Israel, everyone's naturally smart. So, but the question is, well, a guy is born in Israel, but he moves to Australia, where is he now? An Israeli or an Australian?
He's
Israeli always. Okay.
He said he's an Australian.
Are you an Australian citizen?
Yeah, but that's not your
okay. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, Rami, he asked the question. Rami Arba, what he used to do, he used to take four strings. This we did. He took four long strings. That, right, just how you make tzitzis, but he made it different than us. But Ayev Lumei, if he would tie it, he would take the four strings and tie it around through the hole. He would tie them together. And then then he would put them in the shirt. They were already tied together, the four strings, and then he put them onto the beged. But Avadu Mevik went and wrapped around through the hole so to hold them in place. Kesavad, he holds, be inan, We need tamnayu beglima. We need eight. When you put it into the shirt, it has to be eight already before you put it in. So you already have to fold it in before you put it in and make the knot there on top before you put it, attach it to the beged. Kehechid will have a gedil gedilim b'makom sil. Or that it should be gedil and gedilim, which you said before, becomes four and four becomes eight. Rabbi, he would do timnayu. He did eight. Dino shitza. He would put eight strings that became 16. And he didn't tie them. That's how he did it. That's how he did it. Because he holds, it says gedilim, which adds another two sets of gedilim. So if gedilim one set is with an extra yud, one set of gedilim is four, which comes eight. So gedilim in plural means eight, which becomes 16. So he had 16 tzitzis. That's what Rashi says he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yaakov Azokin. So imagine people walking around with 16 strings. However, Marbid Avin did exactly like we do today. Rab Nachman, he saw him putting strings on, become a vodich, and he made a bracha, lase tzitzis, which in the Yishami holds actually you have to make a bracha when you make a sukkah, you make a bracha, lase sukkah. When you put make a lulav, you make a bracha, lase lulav. And by tzitzis, lase tzitzis. But the Bavli doesn't agree with him. Omele, my titi, made fun of him. What's a titi titi I hear you saying over here? Shemana, that I'm listening to. Hachim Barav, he said to him, look, tzitzis ain't tzitzis brocha. I said, don't you know you don't make a brocha on tzitzis? Kinoch nafshe, the Ravuna, it says later, Rav Chizda became the Rosh Hashiva after Rav Huna passed away. So after Rav Huna passed away, oh, Rav Chizda became Rosh Hashiva. The first thing he did was start asking questions. That's to prove his worth. Remember the Rav, he asked the student from Rav or Nav. The rule is, Gemara will explain, any mitzvah which only a yid can do is worthy of bracha. But if a guy can do it, where's the shekinishanu? A guy can do it as well. And so he said, if a guy does it, if a guy postulates, that only yid can do it. If only yid can do it, you should make a bracha. What do you mean? Rav said you shouldn't make a bracha. Well, my room, what's the question? Amar Rav Yisif, because Rav Yisif holds, call mitzvah shekshayde by v'chav, mitzvah tzal avarech, any mitzvah that a guy can do, you can't make a bracha, because hak is asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah, he made us holy, a guy can do it as well. But call mitzvah shepsul by v'chav, any mitzvah that's possible by a guy, be Yisrael, tzal avarech, that yid has to make a bracha, because it's only us. Think about a clothes, is that a rule? What about a bris milah? The chshev chav in looking at Rav Yisrael, a guy can do a bris milah. The time we learned, Eid she'ein b'roif Yisrael, if you live in a city where there is no Jewish moyel, no Jewish doctors, the yesh b'roif armoy, you have two choices now. You have an armoy, a goy, a roif, a kusi, or a kusi. Yimel armoy, it's better the armoy should do the yimel kusi, because kusi will do v'shem avodah zarah. They did it for Hagrizim. And armoy, because they don't have bris milah by them, they don't think about the avodah zarah. Rabbi Yehuda aimed better a kusi v'lo armoy. Rabbi Yehuda says it's still better a kusi than an armoy. At least a kusi is a yid. Over Yisrael, tzadal avodah, and yet we say a goy can do it. Yet we say what? By yid, you have to make a bracha d'amar. Have molo aimed baruch hashem yishas baruch milah. And yet a goy can do it. How can you make a bracha? So you want media time? Rav, you're talking to Rav. Rav mifs a pasul. Rav holds like the one that a goy should not be doing it. Only a kusi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. A goy should not malah. That's why tak, it's only a yiddish thing. That's why make a bracha.
How could you have a minute to say a goy can say
not the goy can say it, but we can no longer say it if the same act that we just did, a goy can do the same act. How can you we say
you
no, he doesn't make a bracha. No, he doesn't make a bracha, we do. But if a goy is allowed to make to do the mitzvah, how can you say
that we were specified?
Yes, but when a goy can do the same thing, no big deal. Need we learn B.C. Tishmar, you, only you could do it. And Rabbi Yechila says, because it says in Pasik, Himol Yimol, Hamol Yimol, only those people who have the mitzvah themselves should mal others. Sukkah, Messiah, Sigmara, Sukkah is approved to Rav, because Goyim can do it, that's why we don't get bracha. Oh, but Tfilin have it, Yufta. Tfilin is a problem, because Goyim cannot do it, and yet we don't make a bracha.
What do you mean, Goyim?
We'll soon see. Hari Sukkah, Dikshay, Goyim can build a Sukkah, the Tanya, Sukkah, Dikshay, Sukkah, Dikshay, Sukkah, Behem, Sukkah, Kutsi, Sukkah, Mechom, Mokkah, Shade, anybody build a Sukkah, it's kosher. Or Bavachim, Sukkah, because when he did it properly, it was for shade. And yet, if Yisrael ain't Sotel Avarech, we hold that Yisrael does not make a bracha. So this is a Rayat to Rav, that if a Goyim can do it, a Yid cannot make a bracha. The Tanya learned how. Oh, you say, what bracha do you make? Baruch atah Hashem v'kev chavim shechiyonu. We don't make the bracha lasse sukkah like the Yishalmi holds. We just make shechiyonu. The giyonu is man hazeh. Bo leishu, where you want to sit. Oh, you make baruch atah Hashem v'kev chavim shechiyonu. Bo leishu, where you want to sit. V'ilu lasse sukkah le mevarech. You don't make a bracha lasse. Zarai, if a guy can do it, you don't make a bracha. But tefillin is tziyut. Tefillin is a problem. Harek tefillin, the psu, bevchon, pot, vagoy, the tonin, abchid, 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 A sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, shekosvo, and it was written by a tzeduki, by a kusi, or by a goy, ever isha v'katan mume psula or pasul. All these are pasul. Shenema k'shar tom uchsav tom. So by sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, says k'shar tom, and we compare the Torah right, written right there and mezuzah right there as well. Whoever koshi yeshne b'kshida, anyone has a mitzvah of tying tefillin yeshne b'ksiva can write it. Aba koshi eina b'kshida, eina b'ksiva cannot write it. Uvi Yisrael, so what? So goy can't do it. And yet, Yisrael, it's alavarech. And yet, we don't make a bracha about film when you make film. Big machlek is showing him before woman. What about when it comes to tzitzis? If these people can do, can make tzitzis or not, or yes or no. But woman, she can make tzitzis. The soul and the three opinions were yes, no, or we compare tzitzis with film. And the third opinion is they shouldn't, but if they did, it's all right. Just like he's by sukkah, every mitzvah in order, the only way to do the mitzvah is by making hachana. First of all, says any mitzvah you make has hachana, that hachana becomes a mitzvah as well. That's what Yisham holds. We're saying that we don't. That's what we're saying, we don't.
The Rambam passed differently. Rambam said hech shemitzvah is not a mitzvah done. One exception is lekichas karban pesach and shchitas karban pesach.
Yeah, okay. Says that the reason why we don't make a bracha on the building of the sukkah is because the yeshiva is the gemar mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah did start by building the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha until you conclude the mitzvah. Not the pshat is that there's no mitzvah at all in building like that we think the pasha pshat is. Sitting. Because that's the basuka station. That's my legs are showing every time. Only when you once Rabbein Tam says once a day when you eat, that's ikir and everything else is tafel. That's my legs. Av chibre rav huna mash bed rav yechel and al tefillin sheyadai me baruch hashem kishas bor lanir tefillin. That's what you're baruch hashem kishas bor lanir tefillin. Be the last tefillin bor is dosh baruch. El lav any time. The reason is kol mitzvah dasi yosig mar mitzvah. So this is the where the Alter Rebbe gets it from. Any mitzvah with the asiya concludes the mishul. Moshe Mila. Mila, the act of Mila, that's it. There's nothing else to do. So you make a bracha because that is the conclusion of the mitzvah. Even though a guy can do it, doesn't matter. Because since the Eid finished it, the Yisrael Tzor Levarech. The whole mitzvah that says like my mitzvah, building a sukkah. The building is not the finishing, you have to sit there. So even though the building part a guy can do, but there's no bracha because you don't make a bracha until the Gemar mitzvah. You're going to fill it or trill it. Even though you make the tefillin, the gemar mitzvah is only when you wear it. Ava gav the psul yuchavim b'Yisrael, and so you don't get bracha. Why? Because the mitzvah is not when you make the tefillin, the mitzvah is when you finish it. So here you see this whole word without Rebbe, that the gemar mitzvah. Ube tzitzis, by tzitzis, so what's the machlekes if you make a bracha, not lasses? But how can we do machlekes? Ma'as sava, this is where Harashi learns, other Shem will argue. Ma'as sava, chayvis talos was a chayv on the beged. So if as soon as you put it on, you finish the mitzvah. So therefore, you make a bracha. Even if you put on the tzitzit, there's no mitzvah yet till you put it on your shoulder. So therefore, you don't make a bracha by making it. This way, this is how we learned it. It says, it should be made for them. Even others can make the tzitzit for them as well. If you made tzitzis from the thorns, that means from the very thick piece of thread or leftover. Or from, let's say, you're threading across and you have some leftover threads. Or from other materials that are, you know, the shards. Psula, apostle, but min hasisin. If it's from the ball of thread, kshed is kosher. This is apostle. Why is apostle? Because be'in and tfi lishma. You didn't do any of that to lishma. You did all that for the beged. You have leftovers. Leftovers are no good because you need lishma. Ketanoi, so it's actually a machlekes tanoi. What's a machlekes? Tzipan zav. If you painted the tefillin, you covered it with gold. Whether we need lishma or not. You just took a piece of hide and you covered over the tefillin. Tmeya, psul pasul. Right, because you need tmeya out of hide from kosher animal. If you did the oil behemoth, if you do the kosher animals, kosher, even though you did not do lishman. That's one opinion. However, Shem Gelo says, which is halacha, af oil behemoth, that's even lishman. Tefillin have to be done lishman. You have to do lishman. This tcheles, heichi tzavitulu, how do you exactly make the tcheles? You bring the blood of this chilazin that we spoke about a few times already. And then you add the samanim, you add spices. And Taisa says, "Oh, what's going on here?" And Tesis learns maybe in order to make tchelis, you actually it's not enough just to have the tchelis. You need the samanim as well. This is one of the things against the Radzina. But a minu l'ubiyoda, and you place it in a pot umartechinale, and you heat it up. The shakil napur to bebeyasa. You put a little bit inside an eggshell. The taminu l'beudra, and then you test it. You test it beudra. You take a piece of cloth. And you dip it into this dye that you have now, and to see whether it's a proper blue or not. The shadin lelahu beyasa, you get rid of the contents of the egg. The kaliluda, you burn this cloth, because we don't want people to use this cloth, even though it's proved to be proper tchelis. We don't want you to test the cloth because it has to be the shma. Shma mina tlavim, three things. Shma mina t'ima psula, the cloth used for testing is possible. Shma mina d'bina tzvi l'shma, is that I also we need, it should be colored l'shma. We also know that what? That the testing material is possible. So when Hain team of Sula, Hain Silas, it's all the same. What are you saying? Three things. Ravashi Matam is explaining. Matam team of Sula. You know why the testing course is possible? Because you need it to be done the Shema. Kitanoi. Like a machlek is tanoim. Team of Sula. Testing is possible. Shush Nemer says. Why is the testing possible? Because it says. Kolil Tcheles. That you have to. You need, it should be entirely tcheles, and no other color should have been on this thing before. Since the testing cloth, you're not really make sure that's pretty pure white and all that. So therefore, it's not good. Even if there's another color than first, but if now you change it, it's good enough. It says, v'sheni t'las, and read as if it says v'sheni. The red thread, read as if it says v'sheni. The second one is also called t'las. The second color. Even the cloth had another color on it first, but now that you change it by putting it here, it should be kosher. Talking about chelis, elab dika, we learned. How do you test it? So we'll continue. Shabbos, everybody.